This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to join us this week's adventure into the world of family farming in America, brought to you by the folks in part at ZipRecruiter. We'll tell you why farmers are using ZipRecruiter.com to find their help as we go through our hour of conversation, which this week features a focus on cheese. And later on in the hour, we're going to start a series of people coming on the program to talk about farm tours and the farm, the county fairs, that sort of thing. It's a good week. It always is a good week for the American family farmer in terms of information. The reason this program exists is from my perch as a dairy farmer. Actually, now I am more involved in haying enterprises. And, man, this year that's a job and a half. And raising replacement heifers for dairy farms, Jerseys, mostly in Ashires. I keep very close to all the publications because I am a broadcaster and a farmer. It made sort of an interesting combination. Somebody said to me 4 or 5 years ago, you should do a program every week because you're always talking about the fate of the family farmer and trying to protect and work in that arena. So that's why the program exists. And we try to bring in good people. Bill Thompson is a good example of that. He's been an agricultural reporter for a couple of decades. I went to Central Michigan University, started his career as a correspondent for Knight Ridder down in Brazil, reporting on soybeans and corn and wheat production. So, Bill, you started your career reporting on farming in Brazil back to America. Am I reading that right?
You are. It was an interesting way to start my career.
I would have thought. How did that, just out of curiosity, come together? How did that opportunity get presented to you? Because most of the people went to school, journalism school, they were going to work for a little newspaper as their first job. So how the heck did you end up down in Brazil?
Well, it's true when they say a lot of it is who you know. And I knew some people down there and found out about a job opening and applied and did not think I'd get it. Yet I did. It's amazing how many people Americans don't want to just throw their stuff in a bag and move to a foreign country. But I was just out of school, and it seemed like a really fun thing to do.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity. You learn about what's going on. I'm sure it's helped you. So you've kept up through your career reporting on nothing but agricultural items. Is that right?
99% of the time, but almost all agriculture in Brazil, a lot of it was production. Here, my current job with AgriPulse, I do mostly policy and trade, so different aspects of it. But, yeah, always agriculture.
All right, so let's get to the heart, policy and trade issues. What do people who need to know, who read you, who sort of focus on you and your reporting, what do they not get? What does the average person, I'll ask this question two ways. The average farmer, what does he understand or not understand about what you're reporting? And then let's talk about the average person, because this program has different constituents. One, the family farmer for sure. Two, the families that are running ag businesses that are in most of the local communities all over the country that are doing ag. And three, the locavores, i.e. the people who use our products, who come to the farm, who support what the family farmer is doing, who want to get involved, they want to pick the raspberries, they want to watch the cow being milked, that sort of thing. So how are they affected by what you are reporting, and do we all understand the nature of what's going on in agriculture today?
Wow, that's a huge question.
Isn't it?
let me start out with the farmers. You know, it all depends on who has the loudest voice and who can get their concerns heard in Washington, D.C., and it's extremely important because you need people fighting for you, both whether it's within the government or, you know, in the administration or whether it's on Capitol Hill. Dairy especially. I mean, now we're coming up to Farm Bill time. I know it's supposed to be the 2018 Farm Bill, but everything's going on now. People are jockeying for positions. And all this is terribly, terribly important. Whether you're talking about the margin protection program and what type of safety net you need. Farmers weren't so happy with the 2014 Farm Bill when you're talking about dairy. But whether or not you're talking about trade, trade has become increasingly important for dairy. That is the way that the industry is going to have to expand. But you need people fighting for you because other countries are fighting for the same markets.
So what are you finding in your reporting and your investigating? Is our country, are the big conglomerates versus some of the smaller? I think of Sweezer, the Sweezer family, Dean Foods, and how they have basically messed up the fluid milk supply in our country to a fare thee well. Then you think about what Trump said about Canadian dairy farmers and all that, whether it means anything or it doesn't mean anything. I guess maybe that's the question to you, and you're analyzing the situation. What moves do make a difference and do help? You know, you're talking about the entire industry, which includes the big factory farms as well as the family farmers. Who fares better under this administration?
Well, again, a really complex question. And I mean, we could get into class 7 and class 6 and all the Canadian pricing schemes. And the difference between different producers, but I tell you, what I've been focusing on is, I think, something that affects all producers, and that is, you know, creating a market and keeping prices high, because when that happens, whether you're talking about the small farmers, the larger farmers, even the organic farmers, if you're able to sell your products, to China, Japan, Mexico, this is what we need to do to get the supplies out of the United States to a degree, and that helps, you know, supply and demand here in the United States. If nobody benefits, I don't think, from a glut of product in the U.S.,
no.
Then everybody suffers.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we lose a good share of our the market in Mexico, and it looks like we could, it really looks like we could, and that would be bad for everybody.
So where would what would replace our product in Mexico? Where would it come from?
The European Union. Yeah. What you got to realize is they lost the European producers. Whether it's the Dutch or the Germans or you name it, they lost the market in Russia. And, you know, that goes back to the sanctions and all that. It's quite complex. But they lost a huge market there, and they've been trying to take our market share from places like Mexico and Japan and China, and they're succeeding. They are doing a really good job of it, and that's why the United States and, you know, the U.S. Trade Representative and, you know, Congress to some extent has to do a good job on the part of the U.S. to, you know, combat that.
You're right. The one word used in there that fits is complex. It's too bad it's becoming so complex, but we need people like you to report and untangle. We're talking to Bill Thompson, who writes for AgriPulse. You can find his work on their website, AGRI, agri-pulse.com. Continuing the conversation in a few moments with Bill, the focus now on whether you're in a mode or a mood, either of those things, depending on your cash flow, the needs of the business this time of year. You're finding help hard to find. It is in the ag sector, I think, especially on the end where the food originates. finding people to work in the field. So if you're looking, but there are also business jobs, there are supply jobs, all kinds of jobs in agriculture. And I suggest that you use ZipRecruiter because they're so different. When it comes to posting your job opportunity and trying to find the best candidate that you can afford, this is the key. This is the company that makes it all work. ZipRecruiter posts your job for hundreds of times. You click once and it goes to all these job sites, hundreds of job sites, and then their technology matches the right person to the job that you have. It's that simple and that easy. It really is. In 24 hours, you'll be looking at lots and lots and lots of people who are interested in working for you. Specialized work, general work, doesn't make any difference. You go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter the first time through free. Find out now. You need employees. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes all over the country to find qualified job candidates from all over the world. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get your new employees free. Start with ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. Laundry is not a one-size-fits-all operation, though we sure do wish it was. You'll get a lot more life out of your clothing by choosing the best cycle. For sturdy clothes, go with heavy duty. Permanent press, that's perfect for light fabrics. And delicate works for your hand washables. Temperature counts too, so choose hot for whites, cold for brights, and warm for everything else. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
All right, I'm Doug Steffen, Bill Thompson here with me on the American Family Farmer this week. The European Union, the cheese. You've written your most recent piece at agripulse.com about naming rights. What does that refer to, cheese naming rights?
Yeah, well, so, you know, we produce all kinds of cheese here in the United States, as you know, you know, whether it's Fontina or Gouda or Parmesan, and the Europeans would like us not to be able to use a lot of those names.
Oh, right, because they apply to the regions of the European areas where they come from. Ah, yes, that's right.
Absolutely. Whereas our producers say, hey, you know, these have become just common names. If you want feta cheese, you know what feta cheese is, and you don't really expect, you know, it to be from a region in Greece that produces that.
It's a pretty interesting argument, though, isn't it? I mean, when you get right down to it, it is. There's some merit to it. I mean, I can see why they're arguing it, whether we agree or we disagree. It is interesting to see how it all splits. So let's get to the nitty-gritty of that in a moment. We'll pause now for a few important items from your local stations carrying this week's version of the American Family Farmer, which you can also listen to in podcast form at blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. The
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A tractor down the road, 24 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly institution aimed at helping you understand what's going on. If you're a farmer or you're a user of farm products, you like to go out and pick the raspberries, pick the squash, pick whatever it is, see how the farm operates. You can get a podcast every week of the American Family Farmer. Pretty easy, as I was explaining before. Just go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalk, B-L-O-G, talkradio, blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer, to not only listen to this week's edition, but to previous conversations as well. Our conversation in this half of the program is with Bill Thompson, agricultural reporter for AgriPulse. We're discussing the naming rights for cheeses. Other dairy products in the crosshairs here, or is it just cheese, Bill?
It is mostly cheese. I mean, there are some non-cheese stuff. I mean, there's a lot of it, but not that we're concerned about, but, you know, different types of ham products and stuff. I mean, don't get us wrong. We ask for some protections, too, for types of whiskey and stuff. I mean, you wouldn't want to see someplace in Chile producing Tennessee whiskey. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so where does this all go? They're going to sue us. They're trying to get $5 billion out of us. What's the end result of this game?
Well, they're trying to stay, basically trying to steal our market. One of the biggest concerns right now is Mexico, China, too, Japan as well. It's because the Europeans are formulating trade agreements with these countries. I know one guy who produces Fontina and some other types of cheese, and he sells to Japan. But if Japan agrees with the Europeans that they won't they won't allow on the Japanese market Parmesan cheese that's not produced from a region in Italy, then that means we can't sell Parmesan cheese to Japan, or we would have to call it, I don't know, yellow Italianish cheese-ish type something, or you know, it would just take away our market. Essentially, it's steal it because we wouldn't be able to sell it for what it is.
All right. So how can we trade?
The more agreements. Sorry, go ahead.
How can we trade? Can we give them what they want and they give us what we want? That's what the negotiations are about. Or is it all one way? And we've got all these trade agreements, CETA, NAFTA, AFTA, FAFTA, PLAFTA. So what do we get out of those?
Well, CETA really hurt us. That was a European and Canadian agreement, and they got that in. We pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and in that Trans-Pacific Partnership was a deal with all those countries, including Canada and Mexico, that we would set up a system that would mostly essentially block the European from what it's trying to do.
Yeah. But the bad part of that, though, Bill, was that it affected the American family farmer because of the big agribusinesses. I think that it would have killed the small American farm, frankly, that Trans-Pacific Partnership, the way it was written. But there would have, yeah, you're right, there was something. So why can't we negotiate these things separately instead of only throwing it all into some big kettle of fish?
Because it takes time and effort. Each one of these trade, so we spent years, over a decade, doing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So you pull out of that, and now, for example, Japan does not want a separate trade deal with us. But in the meantime, since pulled out of TPP, they have negotiated a deal with Europe. So Mexico is in the same sort of ballpark. And so we sort of ceded that, and because we're not in the Trans-Pacific Partnership now, I think it's generally agreed by most everybody that the biggest benefit. Now, you could argue that it's the small farmers here in the U.S., and maybe, but the general opinion is that China was the big winner when we pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Bill, thank you for joining us here on this week's American Family Farmer.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Part two of this week's adventure for the benefit of the American family farmer, the people working in farm, the family farm control businesses, and the locavores, the American family farmer, the people who are, in a sense, like me. I have outside income. I don't, actually, farming is my avocation, not my vocation. I realized long ago that I wouldn't be able to make a living in this area doing what I really loved and wanted to do in terms of dairy. So I've supplemented to fare thee well my love of the cows and the farm with what I do in my business world, which happens to be broadcasting, and I have the same amount of love and passion for that. So that to a lot of people it made sense for us to combine them and do this overview of what we can do to help solve problems. Helping solve problems on the American family farm is what we're all about. This is the time of year when a lot of people get excited because we're gearing up for a lot of the events that spotlight local farms and farmers and food, that sort of thing. So we've invited Sarah Walter, who is from State College, Pennsylvania, which is an area where this program is heard. And a lot of the radio stuff that I do thrives. Happy to be there. I've been in that State College, Pennsylvania market for a long, long time. So here comes the Center County Farmland Trust, which is working on things to help their local farmers. And this is a good example. And the reason we bring it to you is so that many folks in similar circumstances around the rest of the country might take Sarah's example and run with it. Sarah Walter, welcome.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us the story about the Center County Farm Tour first.
Okay, so the Center County Farm Tour, this is the 12th year of the tour, and actually for the previous 11 years, it was run by a local group called PASA. You may have heard of them, the Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture.
Yes.
And recently, they have sort of focused their programming or narrowed it down a little bit, but they didn't want to see the farm tour end. And so they approached us, the Center County Farmland Trust, to see if we would want to run it. And we gave them an enthusiastic yes, and, you know, we're it's our first year and we're going for it.
All right. So tell us then, give us the background of the Center County Farmland Trust, as you are the preparer of the event. This is a long-time event. How long has your organization been around?
The Farmland Trust has been around since 1994, and we work with willing landowners, primarily farmers, to protect their farmland forever through something we call an agricultural conservation easement. And as a private nonprofit, we're similar to other land trusts. There's other ones operating in this area. Different land trusts have different focuses. Some focus on, you know, riparian and water health, and some focus on farmland, and that's our focus.
You'd be interested to know that in my neck of the woods, my farm is in Framingham, Massachusetts, really the only farm, and it's an amazing facility. I did an interview with a local newspaper reporter yesterday. He was a city guy from Boston, and he came to the farm and was amazed at what the energy there and what goes on and the fact that it exists in a community like Framingham, which is basically known for being the headquarters of T.J. Maxx and Staples and the Bose Corporation and shopping galore. And this place exists all by itself. And we're trying to save the farm using the transfer of development rights concept, which has been used in some places, well, in Pennsylvania, in Maryland, and it's now becoming more a focus around here. And I wonder how much of that you can use to help sustain or hold on to some of this land in your area.
Yeah, you know, that's a tool that I have not worked with. Primarily my work is with agricultural conservation easements. Some of my time, actually, I am employed through Center County government, so the local county government here, where I coordinate the Center County Ag Land Preservation Program, which is a program that purchases development.
So where do you get your funding? Where, for these ag easements, the TDR would fund the ag easement that I would have on my farm. Where do you get funding? Is it state? Is it local? Do they have CPAs? Where do you get the dough to protect the farmlands in Pennsylvania that you're working on?
Really good question. We primarily receive our funding from the state of Pennsylvania, and that is funded through a 2 cent per pack tax on cigarettes.
Wow.
And then there's also some fracking, you know, gas and oil development fees that go into that, and then also some fees for landfills and things go into that fund. And that amounts to about $35 million a year, which is distributed to the different counties based on, you know, some different formulas that they have based on, like, real estate transfers and things like
that. So they can, the counties can decide on their own what farms they want to buy, what they want to protect. Is that it?
Yes. Every county has, or not every county, the counties who participate have their own ag land preservation boards that make that determination. And then groups like the Farmland Trust sort of complement those groups, maybe by working in different ways or by working with different types of landowners. And in our case, the Center County Farmland Trust works with donated easements. So we offer tax incentives for landowners who donate their development rights. And maybe those are landowners who don't qualify for the purchase program, or maybe they would have to wait a long time, or maybe they're just not looking for the cash payment. You know,
right. There's a, there can be, depending on your tax return, I don't want to get too deeply in the weeds here, but if you have income, sometimes it's non-earned income. The benefits of donating, if you have a lot of land, the land conservation trust like you are doing, we have a, an organization over here called Sudbury Valley Trustees that does basically the same thing that you're doing. They do raise some money, but they also have people who are donating into their 501c3, the actual land. There are different ways of doing it. But what it points out, Sarah, is the need, the sad reality that farmers are confronted with today because the state of agriculture, this is the sidebar story that a lot of people don't really pay attention to, and that is the state of agriculture, it's in such a quandary, in such a state, that we have to have outside help to protect the land, to save it, to be able to pass it on. The tax laws are ridiculous, the death tax, and what it does to farmers decimating those families, because farmers can't make enough money other than to just sort of exist or subsist. So they don't have retirement funds. They don't have, you know, oftentimes 401ks. And the only value they have for all the work they've done is in the land. And yeah. if they die and there's not a provision for paying the taxes, then the land has to be sold. And so sometimes folks like you step in, but it just is it's more indicting of the system of agricultural reality and regard that we have in our country. And I wonder how much education you do along those lines with your farmland trust.
Well, and that's part of the reason we're doing the farm tour. I say all the time that a conservation easement protects the land, but we need to protect the farmer. And to do that, we need to make sure that they can thrive as a business, you know, that they can make money and be profitable and have markets to sell their produce or whatever they're growing. And that's really our goal with the farm tour, is to introduce consumers locally to their options to buy from local farms and local farmers and just get to know, we call it the hands and lands that feed us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In our sort of line of work, you don't protect what you don't care about, and you don't care about what you don't know. And so we want to really introduce people to these farms so they can know them and care about them and love them so that they think they will be worth protecting.
You just gave me a brilliant idea, frankly. We run tours of our farm on the weekend when there are events like this. This Saturday night on the farm, we're having a dinner. We're inviting people to come in. Cook your own meal. We're going to fix the place up so you can take tours around. But we have basically just concentrated on our farm. What I think you just made me sort of work in my mind of how we do this farm tour. So we go to a couple of the other farms who are in the neighborhood and bring people in to see how they function as well. And I'm now, thank you. You flipped the light switch.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's kind of that rising tide lifts all ships, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, if one is successful, all can be successful.
Well, you're doing, your tour goes to 11 different farms in the State College area, right?
It does. Yes. It's a self-guided tour. So people buy a farm tour pass and then they can visit any of the farms that are being featured, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at their own pace. You know, they can pick their route. Select which farms they're interested in based on maybe what the offerings are. So some farms have more activities geared towards children, and some have more educational, like workshops going on. And they all generally have some kind of tour component. So it's really a chance to see behind the scenes at some of these farms that maybe they would be familiar with from, like, farmers markets or buying locally here. Or maybe it's a chance to see a new farm and get to know a new place to buy local food.
Well, I'll go you one better. We have a tour wagon that we have that's got a canopy over it, and we have a loudspeaker so that the guide can talk about what's going on the farm. We can do that, go up and down the road, as well as around the farm. I'm pleased that we're having this conversation. Thank you.
Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah, and I know one of our farms does, like, a hay ride around the farm.
Yeah.
That's an Amish, like a raw dairy, you know, grass-based.
Yeah, that's a great idea, too. Hold on just a second. We're going to do a couple of things. Sarah Walter is here. You can go on the website, CenterCountyFarmlandTrust.org. Center spelled T-R-E. It's C-E-N-T-R-E, County Farmland Trust, all one word, .org. Getting to know how to use the land and the facilities to educate people as to what's going on your farm. That's part of this, and saving farmland is the other part of the focus. At 45 after the hour, this is the American Family Farmer.
According to a survey conducted by Publicis Health, this summer, two-thirds of Americans will spend time outside without using anything to protect their skin. To combat this issue, they're teaming up with the Skin Cancer Foundation to take skin cancer education on the road with the Destination Healthy Skin RV. The 38-foot RV, customized with two private exam rooms, is traveling the country offering skin cancer prevention and early detection information, sunscreen samples, and free full-body skin cancer screenings provided by local volunteer dermatologists. The RV will spend 2 to 3 days in each community it visits. The Skin Cancer Foundation's Destination Healthy Skin program is supported in part by Publicis Health, the largest health-oriented agency network in the world. They are proud to work together with additional partners to help the Skin Cancer Foundation educate Americans about this highly preventable and treatable disease. To see if the RV is coming to a city near you, visit DestinationHealthySkin.org.
Daddy, where do babies come from? Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with some thoughts about the continuing argument. And that's kind of what it is. A lot of these farm days that are being held in states all around the country at this time of year, there are sometimes seminars and talks you can go listen to. One of them has there are a couple that are focusing on the debate again, the label organic and whether it has any value, whether it's for meat or whether it's for vegetables or whether it's for dairy, whatever it is. There's a lot of discussion. And now people are trying to figure out what it means when you put the natural label. What's the difference between natural and organic? Well, the USDA hasn't sanctioned any claim for natural. There's a processing claim, but, you know, that means nothing's added. It's all natural. There's nothing added to the food. So whether it's beef or all that, you can't have natural on beef or hot dogs or any of that stuff because you won't find natural unless it's organic. So there are some protocols here where you can't add hormones. It's that kind of stuff. It's what you can't do that predicates whether it's natural. Now, organic, the same sort of thing. The government, in my mind, has ruined the claims that people make to be organic. They say that there are no antibiotics, no hormones, and the feed is checked all the time, yada, yada, yada. It's got to be specially grown feed. The grass has to be specially grown or processed, and you can't do anything to the land, and that's okay. Non-GMOs is all right. That's what's restricted. I wanted you to get a sort of quick, brief overview of the difference between natural and organic as far as labels are concerned. All right, back to our conversation about agriculture, the American Family Farmer. State College, Pennsylvania is an area where agriculture is dominant. It's a part of Pennsylvania. I love Pennsylvania as an ag state. Kind of, it blends into Western New York State. And if you can get away from Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, you know, even that Harrisburg area, the corridor of 81, I'm sorry, of 84, and, you know, there are a couple of interstates crisscrossing the state, and you get some great, I love to drive and see these areas down into Maryland as well, a great farm country. So you're trying to do what's necessary. So are these, the tours themselves, but let's go one step further into what happens this time of year in your area, the Pennsylvania State Fair, and most every state, ag state, has a state fair. How is that working? Is it sticking to its roots as an agricultural event, or is it getting like honky-tonk as some of these others are?
I would say absolutely. And in this area at this time of year, we actually have it's pretty much nonstop back-to-back ag events. We just came off of PCO Farm Fest, which is Pennsylvania Certified Organic, mm-hmm. which is held at the Grange Fairgrounds. Followed up with our farm tour, and then next week we have Ag Progress Days, which Penn State puts on, geared towards farmers. Mm-hmm. Lots of tractor poles and farm equipment that you can look at, and
lots
farm animals.
Lots of focus on that in the trades, the farming.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Grange Fair is right after that, which is the oldest Grange and Encampment Fair, I believe, in the country.
Are you getting a lot of young people to stay in or go into farming in your area?
You know, it's definitely an issue for us. We don't see young people interested. You know, there is some interest coming from Penn State, and actually the student farm at Penn State is on our tour. Yeah. And I think there is interest, but it's so hard to get into agriculture as a young person. You know, and that's one of our challenges.
Yeah, land, buying the land, getting access to the land, you're right. Well, I think you've done a great job here. I'm glad to highlight State College because it's one of my areas, and it's great to be able to get more ideas. As I said, you gave me a couple of great ones. Thank you. Sarah Walter from CenterCountyFarmlandTrust.org in Pennsylvania. 10 minutes for the hour here on the American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Mind, clear your body, clear everything out. I want to spend a few minutes talking to you about what the consequences are of the Bayer-Monsanto mergers and what really, in my thinking, is going to be the outcome, or potentially what the outcome is. Doug Steffen and my comment in just a moment.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, available on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym, the bouncy seat, the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
55 past the hour in the American Family Farmer. So I'm going to paraphrase a letter to the editor that I saw in one of the, I look at a lot of different trades in the agriculture business. This is from a farmer, thoughts from a farmer in Virginia that I want to echo here, because it, as I read this, saw it, thought it through, it really is exactly what I'm thinking. As farming is, of course, the oldest occupation in our country, one of the toughest, farmers facing a multitude of challenges that no other way of life has to confront in America these days. Mother Nature, I can certainly attest to this, we had a horrible haying season last year because of the drought. We're having a horrible haying season this year because of the floods, the rains. And we have to deal with tornadoes and hurricanes and drought, all of these things that are so unpredictable. The man-made problems, however, are causing farmers more concern. Industry mergers that shrink the pool of farmers, the big factory farms, that certainly is a troubling issue. And then there's the big deal, $43 billion in the Chem-China deal, $59 billion deal for Dow and DuPont, $66 billion Bayer-Monsanto deal. Monsanto has concentrated on purchasing all these small seed companies around our country. I had a fellow on the program a few weeks ago from the National Black Farmers Association. He noted time and time again how these mergers in the seed industry hurt the small family farmers. Look at the price of corn seed now. It's $200 a bag. I buy the open pollinated corn seed for $50 a bag, but this is crazy. Last time I bought commercial corn was like $1.20 a bag. It's nuts. Anyway, so this is the problem. And you can go back any number of years, people sending letters to representatives about these mergers. There was a merger between Monsanto and Delta Pine and Land. It was a dangerous deal for the cotton industry. Basically destroyed the way we have grown corn. We can see these road marks everywhere. So why doesn't anybody pay any attention to them? Why do we continue to be pushed around at the hands of Bayer and Monsanto? The Justice Department it creates a duopoly. There are two basic seed companies left, Bayer and Dow. That's it. And that's not right. It isn't because there's no competition. There's no, and the prices keep going up, 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 and up. I've been farming for a long time, and I know that competition is good for not only agriculture, but for all businesses. Those characters of Monsanto will argue that the mergers create more innovation and technology. What a load of cow manure that is. It's with any merger. Look at when Delta combined with Northwest, they said the prices would be better, more seats. Nah, nonsense. Prices keep going up on airplane. This is the biggest lie, no matter what the field. And, you know, we listen to it and take their gobbledygook because of the way Monsanto feeds into the campaign finance coffers, as do other big businesses, no matter what they are, of politicians that are making these decisions. Not only that, Monsanto was sent, had people, dozens of people working in high priority jobs in the USDA and the FDA. Come on. You think this is going to be good for agriculture? No. There's nothing in the Bayer-Monsanto merger that does anything but threaten the family farmer going out of business because of the rise in prices for seeds. That's what I think. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.